It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
We have a trophy here that we're going to present. It's the World Championship Trophy, and it goes to the world champion, Portland Trailblazers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You're going to go back to throw the ball. Sets up, let's throw toward the corner of the end zone. It is intercepted! Intercepted! The Ducks have the ball! Down to the 35, the 40. Kenny Wheaton's going to score! Kenny Wheaton's going to score! 20, that's in!
And Brendan Sprague.
Smith hands to Simonton. Simonton around the corner.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Lillard, long range three, and it's good! At the buzzer, Damian Lillard, are you kidding me?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Football Friday, Fast Break Friday, Fastball Friday, Flop Shop Friday, Football Friday.
Happy birthday to my wife.
Happy birthday to Mrs. Sprague.
My sister-in-law, they share the same birthday a year apart.
Whoa, same birthday, huh?
Crazy.
That's a quick turnaround.
It was a turn and burn for their parents, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Need to get back on that horse.
Let's go.
Now.
Time to go now.
Also, a correction from earlier in the show.
Oh, what do you got?
I was the one with udders on our photo.
Oh, you were the one with the udders on the photo?
I was looking for photos for something, and I went through and I saw the photo. I was the one being chased by you as a cowboy. I had the udders.
Well, I am more cowboy than you, but I'm also definitely more cow than you, so...
I was a skinny cow with udders on that photo.
Yeah, skinny cow. Not a lot of milk in that cow.
Well...
You want a beefy, milky cow.
It's all just kept in the udders.
Nah, I want a little beef on my cow.
Okay.
You know, that's not a good cut. You're not a good cut of steak.
I'm not. I'm the cheap cut.
You're the cheap
the
cut.
The discount cut.
You're the $11.99 on
it's
discount.
It's kind of brown.
Rack.
You're not sure if you should really do it.
Mine's going to cost you $25. A lot of marbled fat on that bad boy.
$13.99
okay?
a pound.
It's going to be delightful. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. I do want to talk a little bit college football in a moment. We also have, I was just scrolling through the YouTube live chat to see what the people were talking about today.
Sorry to one of our listeners as well that said they were born and raised in Fresno.
Dude, that was
when your favorite
rude.
Local show is ripping on Fresno.
Come on, man. Dude, just taking a dump all over Fresno.
You know, people crap
That's
on Portland.
Your new conference
is that
brethren.
In Fresno right now?
I don't think so.
You get out of there. Get the hell
you
out
know,
of
people
there.
People crap on our city so much that now I crap on everybody else's city. So my apologies.
Yeah, look, we poop on things. That's what we do around here. But in scrolling through, everybody yelling at each other about the Blazers again, which is happening on the YouTube live chat.
Yong Hansen
takes about where the Blazers, they're going to be great. They're going to be terrible. They're going to be great. They're going to be terrible. Right?
I think I'm
back
calling them the Yonger.
The Yonger?
The Yonger.
Yong Bong.
Yeah.
We also have our fan personality bandwagon fan rankings that came in on the YouTube chat.
Oh, dude, I got to be in this. I got to be near the top.
So here's my initial beef with it is I'm reading the list and I'm like, where the hell is Sprague?
Oh,
that's
read them
my
off.
First thought.
Let's read these off.
So I don't know if he just ran out of rankings or if he just forgot about you. I don't know.
Well, I'm a fan through and through.
Clearly, this person does not understand the definition of bandwagon.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me give you the rankings. You don't even know what the rankings are.
Yeah, I would argue you're on
it.
I would argue
Swag's already
this.
Lashing out. He's already angry.
It's because he's literally the definition of one.
How?
Number one is Jason Swigard.
Oh, the Cowboys are bad.
What's your connection to the Dodgers?
It's just the childhood.
Uh-huh. Were they good when you were a kid?
They were okay. They weren't winning everything.
Oh.
I hated the Yankees.
Why'd
all
you like
I
the
saw
Cowboys?
Back in the day with
Why
three
were you a Cowboys,
a Cowboys fan?
Why were you a Cowboys fan?
Because that's what we got a lot of here in
Were they good
Portland.
When you were a kid?
They were good.
Be honest.
What formulated your childhood? I mean, the Blazers, because they were here.
They
Oregon
were here.
State, because my entire family went
sure,
there.
Sure.
I haven't given those up.
No.
Yeah,
I have,
you jumped
I didn't
off that,
give up.
That cowboy train, didn't
when
you?
Did you when, what year do you first remember being like a sports fan? Like, oh. When did it start for you? That you like remember seasons you remember?
It's got to be in that 8-9 range, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I remember.
So you were born in 70?
71.
71.
I vaguely remember the Blazers title. I more remember that 77 World Series Yankees Dodgers Reggie Jackson hitting three bombs in game 5 or whatever it was.
So you were when they were when you were 6 the Dodgers were in the World Series, when you were 7 the Dodgers were in the World Series, when you were 10 the Dodgers won the World Series.
I understand.
When you were 12 they were to the NLCS, when you were 15 they were in the NLCS, when you were 17 they won the World Series again.
You're okay. A bandwagon baseball fan.
It's okay to admit.
No, bandwagon is...
No, it's the epitome of being... You watched a team as a kid that was good. You fell in love with them because they were good, and you became
a
lifelong
fan.
Ask me about my
I've
team.
I've never been.
Why are you a Braves fan?
Because they're on TBS and they won.
Yeah. Why are you a 49er fan?
Because they were on Fox all the time, Jerry Rice the GOAT, and they always won.
Why did you like the Red Wings when you were a kid?
Because they always won.
Yeah. So, you know,
nobody wants to be a loser.
No, it's not fun.
I actually feel sorry for the people that convince themselves that they have to root for losers because... My dad was a fan. So, like, one good thing of my dad not being in my life was I wasn't held to a standard of being a flag bearer of crap.
Yeah. You get to choose what you wanted to choose.
The more I see, they just – the only sport that I've gone back and forth with teams is the NHL.
NFL, you literally just changed your NFL
we
fandom.
We did a whole
one
bit.
Time after 40
but
plus years.
You just said the only sport was the NHL.
That I've gone back and forth. I changed one time. I got fed up with the owner because I was tired of getting lied to all the time.
You were on the Canucks and you left and then you came back? And
now
you're gone
again?
No,
I was on the Bruins early on because the first hockey. The first
Look
hockey
up the Bruins
I was
when he was a child. I bet you it's win.
In his defense, it was Cam Neely, probably.
I was exposed to Cam Neely when
Cam
he was
Neely
a Portland
was a
Winterhawk
legend, and he went to Boston.
And then
he's
went
one
to
of
Boston.
The greatest Bruins of all time.
I love the I was exposed.
And then Harry Sinden, the GM.
Like Cam Neely flashed you, and you're like, I got to root for that junk.
That's Seabass and Dumb and Dumber, man. That's who Cam Neely is. Everybody knows Seabass.
Okay, so what's the fan power ranking?
So the rest of this is where I just took beef with you not being in there. Number two. So number one was Jason Swigart. He's very upset about this. Number two was Patrick Harris.
Okay.
Which is fair.
Remind me of that one.
I think the reasoning there is he left his baseball team and then went back to his baseball team.
Okay, but here's... Okay, can I defend P. Harris here?
Try. Give it an attempt.
I like P. Harris. Yeah. Good dude. Maybe the good dude of the week. P. Harris, the bandwagon thing cannot apply, and I'll explain why. Bandwagon, to me, suggests jumping on to a winner. He abandoned his team, which was a big, big no-no.
Yeah.
And for the dumbest reason, really, like, you don't have to like the Guardian name. It's amateur.
Was that why he abandoned them?
But
it was over the name?
Because they changed the name to the Guardians. He said if they were the Spiders, he would have stayed. But he didn't jump to a good team.
He jumped to the Mariners.
He jumped to such a bad team that he jumped back.
Yeah.
He said, oh, this is terrible feeling. I'm going to go back and just be okay being a Guardian.
Sure. Okay.
How do you define bandwagon? Because I define it as jumping onto a winner.
But I see it as consistently. Like, there's no, like, you don't settle in and say, I'm a fan of this team through and through.
Yeah.
Like, even if they go into the doldrums, like, you stick.
I bandwagon picked winners, but I've stuck with them. I haven't abandoned the Bravos.
I don't see. No, you haven't.
I mean, to be fair, your team didn't win a World Series for a long time.
You picked the Braves. You've stuck with them. Good times, bad times, whatever. You haven't decided, oh, I'm ditching these guys.
My first crying moment, the Yankees beating the Braves in 96.
97 won a Super Bowl since 1994. They've had a lot of bad years in there.
Absolutely.
So no, bandwagon is constantly
jumping to the good
jumping to.
Okay, that's an interesting philosophical question.
See, that's what I believe. That's what I wholeheartedly
believe
bandwagon is. It's like, and these. No,
see, here's what I will say in your defense, and this is where both sides can be true. You want. Unquestionably, and every kid is. It's okay. Like, was your dad a big fan of sports?
No, my mom was actually a bigger sports fan than my dad.
Like, the reason people ask me all the time, like, why are you a Giants fan? Why are you not? My dad's from San Francisco. I was raised as a Giants fan and an 49ers fan.
I just gravitated to sports very early. Just loved it.
You were a bandwagon kid. It's okay to admit that. Now, the majority of your fan bases have lasted a lifetime, but you're not a Dodger fan if they're not winning World Series when you're 9 years old.
That's true. Like, she's right.
You could have picked any baseball team to root for. You picked a good team in Los Angeles who was in the World Series more often than they were not.
More often, I just wanted somebody that I could follow most of the time.
I could be a miserable Cowboy fan if the Niners were never good.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, this
You were
team
a front-running fan
sucks.
In the 90s. The Niners were great. Yeah. The jerseys were cool, and you kind of fall in love with the team.
I like red more than blue.
Now, you have lived, you have extended it a lifetime, which is great. You've had chances to bail. They're, you know, pulling your pants down at halftime with your head coach. There's been some bad moments over the years.
I watched Jim Druckenmiller be a quarterback. All
it was
right?
the
I've
jackass Mike Nolan who wore the suit on the sideline. Yeah. Like, what a dumbass. You look like an
with
idiot.
With Jeff Hogaboom and Quincy Carter. And
Quincy Carter.
So the rest of the rankings, P. Harris was 2. Dusty was 3.
Dusty's is, I think if you don't know Dusty's story, I would also probably put him in it. Astros?
I know his Astros story that he was the Astros, I think, when he was a Little League baseball player.
No. I'm saying if you know his story, there's a
reason.
I
don't know the Patriots story, to be honest with you.
That's, you know.
That's a pretty big one.
He was a Pats fan, I'm assuming, before the Brady stuff, but then, like, we don't know him before the Brady stuff.
Full investigation necessary here. Danny comes in 4th.
Well, yeah, he didn't go to USC.
He didn't go to USC. That's a front-running fandom.
And I don't think he lived in L.A. that long.
No, he's also a Cardinal baseball fan. Is there a reasoning behind that?
They were good.
They were good? Is that it? Do we have further reasoning?
Did we have a meringue that played in the outfield once upon a time for the Cardinal? I don't know.
Was there a grandfather meringue who played second base 120 years ago? And then somehow I show up in fifth when you're a far bigger front runner than I am. So I take...
I'm a far bigger front runner?
So. I think so.
Can you please define why?
Because you picked your fandoms literally on front running as a kid? Because you didn't have a dad? I mean...
Thanks. That reminder.
I mean, just, you know, it's nice.
I thought this was a feel good Friday.
And I don't know if it is anymore. After stinking it up, it's not feel good for me anymore. Thanks for reminding me of my team.
You didn't have a male figure to guide you in your life?
Swept by the damn Marlins. The Marlins swept my team. Now I'm angry.
Tough.
So,
tough.
Yeah, those are your definitive top five.
Joe Fish is on that list.
Bandwagon personality.
He's a Cowboy fan. There's no tie to the Cowboys.
No, Joe Fish deserves to be on that list.
Unless you rooted for him when you were young because they were, well, it's a long time ago. He's
also one of those like dumb fans where it's like he roots for Pitt for some stupid reason in college sports, but
bandwagon.
Went to Oregon.
They were good. That's why he roots for Pitt.
Pitt and Oregon played each other in college basketball. I think he said before publicly that he would root for Pitt over his alma mater.
Nemec is a Niner fan. That's bandwagon.
That's definitely bandwagon.
Because he didn't grow up in San Francisco.
No, he did not. There's no tie to the market.
You know, Rob, I only really know of two loves. One of those is because
Rob's probably the
Kansas.
Least front-running of all of them, right? Yeah. Royals and Kansas.
No,
that's
it's got to be Sukanik. He doesn't have a favorite team.
But he's a Mets fan because they were good. He's got no ties to the Mets.
Well, yeah,
and they won the World Series
fan.
When he was a kid.
Yeah, you're right. You're
Rob
right.
is probably less. Yeah. And Red Wings. Does he have any
you're
tie
right.
to Detroit?
Sukanik is a bandwagon.
Sukanik deserves to be
Boy,
higher on this list.
Underrated bandwagon guy.
Underrated bandwagon fan.
I just take away like his nonchalant, don't care. But if my team's good, I will care.
Then he's invested. He's wearing a Mets hat at the FanGolf Classic
right.
the other day.
Boy, he's underrated.
What did the amazing Mets do in 1986? Thanks a lot, Bill Buckner.
Who was his NFL team growing up?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if I've ever known his NFL
I don't know that he's
status.
Ever had an NFL.
Well, and I'll say, I know Kalani was a teammate, right?
Yes.
At BYU?
Yes.
He wasn't big BYU guy when I started at the Fan. He's
oh,
become
more
one.
More BYU guy now. Are you telling me?
Guess who's good?
Now they got a five-star quarterback and the number one basketball player in the country. Mm. Now he's more BYU. He's saying front run it.
Buckley. Warrior fan.
But like, he's from the Bay Area, though, so I allow it. He's a Bay Area kid.
Yeah.
And he went to Oregon. He's not one of those Walmart Duck fans. He went to Oregon.
Why'd he go to Oregon?
I don't know. That's a good question. I've never heard the reasoning why he came up to go to Oregon.
It's a good question.
Californication of the university.
Yeah,
which
he californicated it.
Kind of sucks. I'm kind of anti-Buckleys, but I love Buckley.
Dude, Sukanik kind of underrated?
It's underrated front runner. Yeah. We might have to come out with our own definitive rankings on this. I got sidetracked. Let's talk a little college football next on the Fan. We have our first Yong Bong of the day. Yong Bomb coming your way.
Let's see the world.
We will see him in like an hour and 40 minutes. The younger, wearing number 16.
Young 16 says, I just whooped your ass.
I can't wait.
When you think of 16, what's the first number, first player that comes to mind?
Montana. Can you think of another one?
I don't know if I can.
Two players have worn 16
I can
for
name
the Blazers
one of them.
Previously.
C.J. Ellaby.
Yes.
How do you remember that? That's random.
Because everybody told me C.J. Ellaby was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one is a
Blazer
member
fans.
Of the championship team. Johnny Davis was the backup point
Johnny
guard.
Johnny Davis. Probably a dentist somewhere.
Looking up the best athletes who have ever worn number 16. Joe yeah. Montana is obviously number one.
Gotta be number one.
Bobby Hull, number two.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good
Whitey
one.
Whitey Ford, number three. Yeah. Roy Keane.
All right. That list is.
Is that Roy Kent? Is he from related to him?
No.
So that's it. That's what we got for our best number 16s. People are chiming in on our bandwagon rankings, too.
Yeah.
On well, now my computer is going to
freeze.
Let's
be honest. So. Most of us, all of us, are bandwagon in some way. Introduced
yeah.
by winning.
I mean, somebody said, if you pick a team to cheer as a kid because you like the team, that makes you a bandwagon fan. Like, I think it depends on who you pick to cheer for as a kid. I think every kid ever born is a bandwagon front-running fan. Every single one of us. Like, I had random fandoms when I was a kid. I was a big Michigan fan. Why?
Charles Woodson. Same.
Everybody has those little things when you're a kid that you want. Like, my nephew is this way. I ask him who he was rooting for in certain sports, and he's like, the Lakers. And I'm like, dude, what? Gross! You want to like, I'm kicking you out of the family. But
they're not loyal anymore.
You just remind
These kids
yourself.
Aren't loyal.
No, the kids ain't loyal.
Kids ain't loyal.
They don't know what it means to be loyal as a sports fan.
They don't know.
I think that's the question. Like, did you just pick the team to root for because you thought the logo was cool, or did you pick the team to root for because they were winning and they were very good? Now, as we've heard cautionary tales from listeners, this is also becoming a dangerous game. Like one listener texted him, where'd this go? My first favorite NFL team was the Chicago Bears. I was 9 years old in 1985. Walter Payton, Jim Brown, breaking Jim Brown's record, all-time rusher, all of that. My uncles got me into it. I was all in. How's that gone for you the rest of your life?
Exactly.
Well, great. It can become a dangerous game being a front-running fan.
Well, but it can, but I think it's
Swag Dodgers is this way. After 88, they didn't do anything for 20 years, basically.
No.
Right. I think if you jump on while they're winning because you're a child, it's a little more passable.
For sure it's more passable.
You stay with it.
I mean, you're still a bandwagon fan, but
it's when
more
does
passable.
That, when does see that Bears fan, they're what, 9, you said, when they won the 85 Super Bowl?
Nah, 9 years old in 85.
I'm sorry. By 1995, that has dropped. He is no
it's
longer
over by 95.
No longer a bandwagon.
Statute of limitations is up after 10 years of
Long
losing.
And loyal. Long and loyal. Because in 95, what were the Bears?
Not because they've been terrible for 30 years.
And have a lot of good memories of the Bears in the 90s.
40s.
They had
the
one other Super Bowl appearance there against the Colts.
Jay Cutler. 6 or 7, one of those 2 years.
No, yeah, it was Rex Grossman.
That's right. It was Rex Grossman.
Cutler was hurt in the NFC title game.
Touche.
Caleb Heinie? Caleb Haney.
Okay.
The backup? You don't remember that game?
Yeah.
I don't remember that game, no.
Cutler got hurt against Packers.
I remember him getting hurt, but I don't remember who came in for
him. Still standing on the sidelines and everybody thought he was faking it?
Which, by the way, did you see, I don't know if you saw this post. I hope I didn't get ass-cracked sports. Did you see Jay Cutler had a quote, and he basically said, don't come up to me and tell me your favorite moment of mine during a game. I don't remember any of it. I'm not a nerd.
Whoa, that's a little weird.
Like, has anybody come off more? Rodgers is right now sitting in a weird vibe of, is he really married? Did he get Manti Te'o? Is he just married to the game? What is he, right? He's internet brain.
God, him getting Manti Te'o would be incredible.
It would actually...
That would be incredible.
It would track. Jay Cutler, I think, comes off as the most unlikable athlete, debatably, of my life.
He's high, pretty high on the list.
Because even Draymond seems like, if you don't like him, you see him somewhere at a party,
but I think Draymond
and he's funny.
Draymond loves basketball, though. I think he really likes to play. He views it in a different way than most of us do, but I think he genuinely likes
it. Like Jay Cutler.
Like Jay Cutler, it's like...
Don't bother me with any of good stories.
I did this because I could make a ton of money, but I wasn't
really
into it.
He's got douchier Dustin Johnson vibes to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a good call.
You know?
Like, I just made money and I'm fine. I don't care about anything.
Piss off. I don't care about
your memories.
Leave
me alone, losers. Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see the, who was the WNBA player last weekend that went viral because there was somebody waiting for articles? It's not Sue Bird. Who am I trying to think? Who was the one that was married to the tight end?
Kelsey Plum. Oh, you're talking about the people outside the hotel?
The people inside the hotel who were
asking
for an autograph, and she walks up, and she was like, this is low-key weird. You guys realize that, right?
Well, she's just coming from the workout. She's going to her hotel, and it's not just, there's not children. These are swag-aged men.
Just adult men waiting
with
for
with pens and 9 things each for her to sign so they can sell the merch. And she goes, you guys don't find that? It's a little weird. And they're like, whoa. And she's like, you know that, right?
Like, and then they're like, can we get an autograph? And she just laughs like, okay.
She ended up signing one thing, I think, then kept walking.
Standing out there.
That's not what I'm talking about. Jay Cutler saying piss off
different.
With your great Bears stories
because
I don't
remember.
Like, come on, dude. Who are you?
I'm not a nerd. I'm not a loser. I want to ask this question. Who had the worst comment of the last couple of weeks in college football? Was it A, Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt, who said, you want to play with the best. You don't want to play with the Big Ten. You ignore those calls. The SEC, it's week after week. You're going to get beat on. The Big Ten, you're not going to get beat on with Purdue and Nebraska. And then adding a caveat there, this isn't what Diego Pavia said, but I would add to it, Vanderbilt went 7-5 and lost to Georgia State this past year. So is it that comment, or is it Thomas Castellanos, who was at Boston College, who is now transferred to Alabama, who Florida State, by the way, a transfer to Florida State, they play Alabama. And he said, they don't have Nick Saban to save them. I just don't see them stopping me. And then he even took it a step further after that by saying, I feel like I tore up the ACC by my damn self for the past 2 years. I hope people don't think Florida State's going to be the same team it was last year because we have weapons. People can't just sit back in zone coverage and watch me.
This is actually not even a contest
not
for me.
Not even close, okay? Vanderbilt and Thomas Castellanos.
It's Castellanos.
Castellanos?
Yeah, I mean, he was the definition of a middling quarterback. Yeah. Now, look, Vandy may not have had the record that you'd go, hey, but that was a great season for Vanderbilt.
For Vanderbilt,
they beat
football.
Alabama at home.
And they did lose to Georgia State.
He probably had more drugs and women offered to him in one night than he ever will again. I'm looking through their schedule. They don't play a Big Ten team. South Carolina, Virginia Tech, Charleston Southern. So unless they get to a bowl game, Pavia doesn't have to pay for the consequences of his actions.
Now, he also added a few other things here where he basically said that they are going to run the state of Tennessee after this year.
That's fine. Is he going to be there after this year?
No. He said Vanderbilt will run. They play Tennessee every year. Okay. It's their in-state rival. And he said, we will own the state of
That's
Tennessee.
That's just some school rah-rah
Both
stuff.
Both comments are stupid. Castellanos was not good at Boston College, and he has to play Alabama.
He was good against Florida State when they beat him last year, and then he was benched halfway through
But what are you doing?
It's their first game is against Alabama.
This is Pavia playing Ohio State saying that comment. This is easily Castellanos. If they can break him physically, they will.
I don't know why anybody at this point in the season, especially if you're at one Florida State fan needs to eat the dog poop. They had one of the worst seasons in the history of the sport last year. And Vanderbilt, like, that was a good year for Vanderbilt, but you know what you don't have the benefit of doing this year? Sneaking up on anybody. Why would you want to put a target on your back?
This is at home, so he's going to host Alabama.
They're in Tallahassee, first game of the year.
And if he
wins, Corso's all butthurt because he wanted to go to that game for his last headgear pick because he started at Florida State. That's where his career began, and they chose Ohio State, Texas instead. The Corso family, very angry.
Well, why would Lee Corso doesn't get to pick his last game?
No, they're going to Ohio State, Texas, even though it's a big nooner game and they're not broadcasting the game.
The guy they get mad at for other people questioning why he's on television, and they want you to know he's good.
He's good.
He's fine.
Yeah.
They didn't let him pick the game. They made him go to a...
Oh. They're going to Ohio State, Texas.
Exactly why everybody has been critical of that situation. Now, if Castellanos plays and beats Alabama, this is going to be all-time S backtalking.
Yes.
Of, like,
holy crap, he did it.
He did
it. And if he torches them, Nick Saban ain't walking through those doors, and he has that, like, wrestler moment in the post-game interview, all-time trash talk moment.
But if Castellanos wins this, what are you doing?
Why would you want to wake up a beast like that? No, thank you. Quarterbacks, it's that time of year, man. Be careful. Keep microphones away from your quarterbacks. They're going to get your team in trouble.
You want Cam Whitmore?
Cam Whitmore?
He's available.
Ooh, we're going to go get Cam Whitmore, huh?
Cam Thomas?
What's it going to take?
Would you trade for Cam Thomas? 3 firsts, 2 seconds, and Ayton. Is that too high a price?
Seems like a lot.
The Blazers. How do you get a Cam Thomas?
I mean, that is true. It's a valid point. He'd be immediately their best player.
You wouldn't have told me Bain was going for 5 firsts.
No, I would not have. No, and that has made me recalibrate what everybody's getting traded for now. So if he's going for 5, 3 maybe not that bad for Cam Thomas. These guys available. Brooklyn wants to trade one of their guards. They got 87 of them now at this point.
Cam Thomas, 24 points on good 35% shooting.
They had a very good year. Strike while the iron's hot.
I'm just saying.
Need another shooting guard. Make a move.
That's true.
Let's get to Spring in the Line. It will not die. Next.
Spring in the Line.
What are you gambling?
Spring in the Line.
Another giant spring sweep?
Spring
Those
in
odds
the
are
line.
Probably minus money at this point.
I actually don't even know who they play this weekend.
That is what I love about baseball is I will watch the game.
Who's in town tonight? I don't know.
And
let's turn on the game.
I will forget half the teases of their next series, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. They're playing them.
Yeah, I mean, you're not feeling great when you get swept by the Marlins.
Braves got a big one at home this weekend against the Phillies.
Are any of them big for the Braves?
I don't think we can say they're big.
Giants are in Chicago. If they get swept by the White Sox, that's going to be a bit of an issue, Bob. If they get swept this weekend, totally valid stinking it up on Monday.
Swag, do you know the gap between the Marlins and the Braves?
I think they're roughly the same record. Are they not?
They're 2 games separated. Yeah. So, like,
if you're going to make fun of the Marlins,
I don't think there's a big series for the Braves.
I don't think they exist.
At least Cunha's doing the home run derby.
Aren't the Phillies like 10 games up on them? And the game's in Atlanta this year, isn't it?
Yeah. Is well, 9.5 on us. Mets are 10 up.
It's Atlanta, right? For the All-Star weekend?
Yeah.
Remember when they lost it a couple years ago?
Have you seen the All-Star stuff? The jerseys?
I have. It pisses me off every year.
That they don't wear the team issue.
Wear the team jerseys.
I don't disagree with that.
The NBA and Major League Baseball doing that for a cash grab.
Do the alternate jerseys for Home Run Derby and the other stuff, batting practice. But
yes, the National League wears their whites, and the American League, since it's in a National League ballpark, and the American League wears their road grays. This is not complicated.
I don't. Well, the NBA All-Star Game, same problem.
Wear your colored jerseys and your white jerseys.
Does hockey do their own jerseys, or do they have...
They don't have an All-Star Game anymore. They used to have All-Star jerseys.
Yeah,
it was
they
just
had All-Star
stupid.
Jerseys.
They now did, they don't. Now
they actually did a better job with them than most of the other leagues.
That's right. They do like a...
They started that this
year. That's what the NBA's going
to. Now, they don't know what the hell they're going to do next year, because next year's an Olympic year. Am I wrong on that?
It is an Olympic year.
So they got the Winter Olympics.
So they may not have anything next year.
Take a break for a month.
Yeah, but the All-Star merch is pretty sweet.
Don't buy it.
It's in Atlanta.
Don't cave in. You can buy like a T-shirt or something. Don't buy the jersey.
A Braves All-Star T-shirt?
You can get a Braves All-Star T-shirt. I'll allow that. Don't buy the team jersey.
I'll allow that.
I'll allow that.
I'll take credit card away if you don't buy.
Because if you buy the jersey, you're just giving them more incentive to continue this stupid crap. It's a cash grab.
I think All-Star jerseys are really stupid to buy. I think, you got to support your own, your team only one.
Yes. Yeah. Spring and Lab brought to you by State University Conference, also known as the Suck, just like a pig with makeup. We are the new Pac-12.
Hey, easy. Wow.
Spring and Lab brought to you by the Cleveland High School Hall of Fame. He must be at least as tall as the red line to be eligible to get in. Sorry, dude.
No, I'm not a bro.
You're going to be like the kid in Problem Child. You're too short, so you make everybody throw up on the ride. Yeah, you want to do that to me?
That was pretty good. Spring and Lab brought to you by Yong Hansen. I didn't know I had a relative in China. That's from Bob Hansen.
The world.
I think the last name is pronounced a little bit differently. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not actually going to gamble this weekend. I just like reading a couple of fake sponsors. I don't know if I'm going to put my money on anything this weekend.
If you have no baseball that you care about in your life, this is officially like, there's nothing happening.
We have reached that time of year, Bob. This is it. We're here. The doldrums have arrived.
Yes, it has.
When does NBA free agency officially kick off?
July 1st?
Monday, you can start negotiating.
Yeah. So we're going to get like the reported
July
deals and then
6th,
have to wait.
You can actually sign contracts.
So on July 1st, we'll start to find out where guys are going, essentially. If there's, because there's no tampering in the NBA. I don't know if
Definitely
you guys know
not.
This.
No,
nobody ever tampers with anybody.
They only come to agreements like the minute it opens of 4-year deals for $80 million. You're like, how'd that happen?
Wait, that turned around quickly. How do they pull that thing off right away?
LaMarcus, July 4th, never forget. Detroit Lake.
I will never forget that. I'll never forget Kevin Durant on July 4th and his Players Tribune.
How
my new
sick
journey.
I felt seeing that.
Yeah, I'm going to the Warriors.
I'm like, cool. Thank you.
Like, what? Did you just ruin the NBA?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we've reached that time of year, man. If you're not into baseball day in and day out.
Timbers on the road tomorrow at Toronto FC.
No Antony for 6 to 8 weeks.
He's out 2 months. They
I'm anti-Antony.
Draft pick from
T2. What do you
T2.
Mean? I'm anti-Antony.
I'm anti their defense. It sucks.
I mean, the guy's got one name. That means
Welcome
you should
to
be
being
good.
A Timbers fan.
Yeah.
How do you guys do it?
He should be good. It's didn't score a goal.
Ridiculously
in the game we
frustrating.
Then yeah. How do you do it? Why don't you jump to a better team?
You do it in the NHL.
What if you jump to Seattle?
No.
Well, you jump from Vancouver to Seattle in hockey. What's the difference?
Well, the Kraken were a brand new franchise, and I didn't have. They were closer to my home than anywhere else.
The bandwagon thing has sparked people today. The number,
closer
like people are,
to my home.
People are looking up the like the dictionary definition of bandwagon.
Careful there. You almost dropped a big D.
I did not. I don't want that. I want to get a taste of like what that. Well, how big does that feel?
I want you to ask Yong Hansen.
How big does it feel, Yong? One hand or two?
What if he's just like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Can you the NBA, of course.
Translator, can you try and get an answer for me on how big does it feel?
I'd so love for you guys to go to the press conference.
You may go to the press conference today.
Hand gestures. How long?
Stop me. Say stop. Say when. Say when. How much do you think it weighs?
How quickly would you be escorted out of a press conference if you put your hands together? You went, Yong, tell me when to stop.
Make a noise.
What?
What if he stopped you right away? Ooh, that's a disappointment. Bummer for you, buddy. 7'2".
Grower, not shower.
That wouldn't be good. That's true.
Like most men, by the way.
Yeah, are we talking full-blown or are we just talking normal day-to-day?
Day-to-day.
Normal day-to-day. That's a pretty quick stop for a lot of people.
What's got people hot and bothered about the bandwagon?
This is from Google. A bandwagon fan is a term often used in a derogatory way to describe someone who only supports a sports team when they are winning or popular and abandons them when they are losing. So I would argue that your reason for being a fan is not relevant. You're only bandwagon if you stop being a fan when they stop winning.
Now, look.
So, part of that back is, up Swag's argument.
Part of that is true, but like, where I want to buck the trend on this whole AI definition, AI Google's been awful, by the way. Showed me a picture of campaign when I Googled Giannis Antetokounmpo tattoos. Okay. Where I would say I disagree is you only become a fan, though, because of winning. And that is partially why people call those people bandwagon.
Yeah.
Now, again, where this is accurate is where you stay on. You stay on that ride, and that ride gets rocky. True fan.
And you don't abandon?
Don't abandon.
Then you can become a true fan. But your origin story is a bandwagon.
Yes.
And that's okay to admit.
Yes.
Every kid is a bandwagon fan.
Unless they're cursed by a dad.
Yeah.
Or an uncle. Or a brother. Or whatever. Mom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for a long time, I thought this is kind of a bad lifestyle to have. The Giants would only lose. Bonds never got a World Series. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I got three of them. And I was like, all right, I'm kind of glad I stuck around with this thing. That's pretty cool. Niner fandom was more diehard when I was a kid because I thought this could be great. They're going to do nothing but win Super Bowls. And then they haven't won one since 1994. So it's been a long time. One listener on the YouTube chat saying, Young has soft hands, unlike Butterfingers Ayton. And I love that we now know how soft Young's hands are. Have you guys tested out his hands? You guys know how
maybe
soft they are?
Maybe that listener met him at the airport.
Maybe he shook his hands when he walked through. We know his hands are soft based on what? 3-minute YouTube videos? We know that he's got soft hands? What are we doing, Portland? Come on, man. The Younger will be out, though, in a little over an hour. We are not going to gamble today, but Spring and Line sponsors are fun nonetheless. Let's wrap it up. It's a Friday. Wrap it up on the show. We got some poll questions answered from yesterday.
Swag also, I don't want to step on your tease there.
Yeah.
Swag has an event happening this weekend it's one that's going to resonate with everybody, I think, of just like, damn.
Okay.
That's got to be a tough feeling.
Swag's lifestyle and where he's at and how he's going to handle it this weekend.
Yes.
We'll close up there next on The Fan. There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Before we get to the poll questions and what Swag has going on this weekend, what do we make of the turmoil for the Portland Fire?
You see, what
do you
mean?
They fired their president yesterday?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like only employees.
They just hired him in April.
Yeah, Bill Orem.
Inky's son, Bill Orem.
I missed it. Yeah.
Has it in his column. And
it's a great start to Bill's column where he said,
like 10
maybe
months?
The Fire is the right name for Portland's WNBA expansion team. They're supposed to start playing in 10 months. They're big unveilings in
they
like
have nothing operational.
Weeks. Unveil everything in 3 weeks. They just fired their president.
Did they say why?
Nope. They said, we don't comment on, personnel matters.
Oh, my God.
As a matter of company policy, we don't comment on personal matters.
So we have nothing
as a
franchise.
They have nothing. Well, they probably have a team name because they filed a trademark for the Fire.
Well, they also, to Bill's
credit... Were you
here
when we talked about that, Swag? Were you in when we talked about
that?
No,
I think that was on Monday.
That was on Monday.
They also talked about opening up the team name thing like Utah did and let us vote, and they never did.
Yeah, it's a big missed opportunity.
Didn't
the Kraken do that too?
Yeah, the Kraken. I think they vetted it down to
a couple of names,
like five or six.
We
and
learning
then
that
got
the
public opinion.
The Berthold's a little overrated. We learning that.
Oh, we're going overrated.
I don't
already?
Know.
I mean,
I don't know what's going
had
on.
Had one employee, he just fired him. It's one of the more important positions, and then you're choosing a bad team name, and you
they don't have a GM. They don't have a coach.
They, have
they don't.
They don't have a facility.
I don't know what they're doing.
It's being built.
Who's further along? MLB to Portland?
Is this going to not happen?
Or WNBA to Portland?
What? Like, can
are we
they
not going to get a team?
Yeah,
are we getting our team taken away?
The league's just like,
they have
actually.
Over 10,000 deposits for season tickets. Clearly, there's a market for it.
Clearly, they're making a lot of money. That's not cheap.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I was
I'm very curious about this.
They're unveiling,
dude.
All
you know how far behind they are right now?
They're way behind.
Way behind.
Yeah, Bill writes, Bill Orem and the Oregonian, less than 3 weeks before the expected launch of an official brand identity, the franchise, which is supposed to start playing 10 months, is now without its top executive.
Toronto, which is also coming into existence, announced an expansion team 4 months before Portland. They hired a GM and... they chose their team name very quickly. He's just comping us to another team that's like way ahead of us.
Way ahead of us. that's your fellow expansion team you're starting with.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
So they're on the same timeline as you.
We got that going for us. All right, what do we got going on this weekend, Swag? What are you dealing with?
So I am going to a wedding. This is the first wedding of the of a child of one of my very close friends.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
So we're like we're sitting at one of the back tables. Yeah.
That's not.
I think the only thing next you could experience.
How old are they?
Are they at a young wedding? Mid-20s?
They're graduated from college.
Okay.
So 23.
23-ish.
So younger-ish.
So that's a younger wedding at least. So you got that going for you. Because some people get married earlier or later. I didn't get married until I was 31.
I got married at 25.
You got married pretty early.
Yeah. The kick to the junk for you next after this is going to be grandpa.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the other one that'll hit home, too, is when your nieces and nephews, however many you have, start getting married.
However many you have.
Well, I know your brother has like five kids, doesn't he? Like
Four boys.
Yeah, he's got four boys. Yeah. And I don't know if your other siblings have any kids.
No.
No, when you randomly tell us your nephews just graduated at Linfield, I will feel so old because it feels like last year he was in here doing his announcement.
He just came in to do his
He's getting ready to start his junior year.
No way. Yeah. I don't
Is he really?
No
so he played his freshman year. Last year, he tore his ACL, so he sat out the season. So this will be his third year.
Yeah, I got to admit,
the oldest nephew is going into his senior year at George Fox.
Like, the bride, did you hold her when she was a baby?
I knew them, yeah. Now, I don't know when baby, but very young, yes.
Met them very young.
Yes.
That
so
trip.
This is actually one of a twin. So they're identical twins.
How hammered are you going to get?
We already got an Uber.
Yeah. I feel like that would be my response to having to put up with something like that.
There's an Uber lined up. Well, I mean, and there's going to be, you know, five or six of us, fraternity brothers and significant others. We're sitting at the back table. Yeah. Like, we're,
You're the riffraff.
And, you know. And father of the bride here is the relationship. He's definitely going to want to keep coming back to our table, but he's got to sit up there in a tux.
Is he dealing with a fronk? Is there a fronk at this wedding?
I don't know.
Does he like the husband?
Oh.
Is he approving?
Yes.
Is he approving?
Oh,
okay,
yes.
They get along well.
They've been together for quite some time. I have played golf with the
soon-to-be family member?
Soon-to-be family member.
Fraternity family member.
Is he a stick?
Yes.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That probably scores some brownie points if Dirt ever had a daughter. If she's getting married, if the guy was like a stick.
I want him to be good but not beat me.
What if he like smoked you?
Nah, get out of here. You're not joining the
What if he's like 6'4 and just smoked you?
Dude, get out. Wow.
Now you got to think about the generation.
Now we're talking about genes here. Legacy. Now there's little Johnsons that are turning into big Johnsons. And all of a sudden, maybe I'm on board with this.
And now we're winning PIL titles and national championships.
Exactly.
I every single buddy in my friend group has a kid now. Every single one. The first one that gets married is going to be a trip. That's not an easy thing to do.
Well, I apologize if I'm wrong here. Most of your buddies' kids, you still got a lot of, most of them are young, aren't they? You guys are all pretty youngerish dads.
Yeah, I would say the oldest one in the friend group is probably...
Like, I have a 13-year-old.
Yeah, not that old. They're not that old. Because you might be 10 years, you might be 8 years away from a wedding. You ready to start planning that thing?
Maybe the younger one, the oldest one, no way.
No, not happening?
No.
Until they go off to college and find the love of their life. Never know.
Hey, that happens, it happens. Yeah. I view it more as like, I'm 8 years away from maybe a finish line.
Yeah, that's true. Get them through college and you're done.
I cannot wait for the moment where I have a whole weekend and you're still stuck with screaming children.
Yeah, I'm going to a baseball tournament.
Softball tournament. Yeah. Where? Yeah. Delta Park.
Delta Park.
Hope those fentanyl needles aren't just everywhere.
All Saturday and Sunday. You can do any show prep this weekend? No, I'm going to be at the baseball ballpark for 19 hours.
50 degrees and pissing rain. Are you happy now?
No, I'm not, Bob. Well, good luck this weekend, Swag.
Yep.
Get hammered. That's kind of the only answer.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Have fun.
He was hammered the other day. I texted him. I'm like, talking about the weather because I was high, and he was like, I'm three Negronis in.
Yeah.
Tidy whitey swag walking in that bedroom. Looking to wake up lady swag.
Hello.
Hooray.
Oh, that'll do it for us. If you missed any of the show, you can go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan. We had Shehan Jayaraja on to talk some college football. Texas State joining the Pac-12, which will be announced likely on Monday. Go check that. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. If you haven't done so yet, subscribe to the channel, man. Numbers have been great this week. Everybody's excited about the draft, so go subscribe, 1080 The Fan on YouTube. You can watch our shows live all week long. And like the video if you haven't done so yet before it closes down. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.